This looks good. Okay, I have the last session of today. It's a quick session about indoor navigation. So this ties in with what Jona and previously Marco said about OSM data. So we O2P supports indoor navigation quite well, I think. we do support GTFS pathways and OpenStreetMap-based data. We'll talk a little bit about which one I prefer, and I'll explain to you why. So let's talk a little bit about GTFS pathways. So with that information, you put your path data inside the station layout inside the GTFS feed. You can put stuff in there like paths, stairs, elevators, platforms, maybe even escalators, I can't remember. You can do the same thing, you can model the same thing in NetX, I'm pretty sure that you can, although OTP doesn't implement it or doesn't import it yet. What are the problems with that approach? Data producers always think that their station layout data is good. Some of them are very keen on using official data that they have full control over, and then stuff like that happens. So this is Karlsruhe in the south of Germany, and the official data feed that I looked at it asks you to walk across tracks and platforms all across the train station. This is definitely not how you would walk in this station. I think this is because the editing tools in whatever is producing that data is pretty poor. What, at least in Germany, I think most of the transit editing tools, they allow you to define transfer times. So you say it takes 2 minutes to walk from platform 2 to 3. But OTP wants transfer path. So they kind of squeeze their model into something like, that looks a bit like that, where they take those times and interpolate some sort of invented path from it. That's not even the weirdest example I have. There's many, many examples of poor pathway data, which looks very strange. So we in the OTP community, we want these paths. Why do we want that? So what are the advantages of the path instead of the times? Of course, you get not a straight line across all these platforms. You get instructions like, okay, walk to the stairs, go down the stairs, through the tunnel to the platform 5, and then walk upstairs again. So one example is better narrative instructions. If you have path instead of just times, you can also adjust these transfers according to preferences that the user. So is the user a fast walker or a slow walker? Does he or she want to walk across stairs or not? Does he avoid walking, and so forth, and so on and so forth. And if you focus yourself on path rather than on transfer times, every time the infrastructure train station changes, of course, OTP recomputes these paths dynamically anyway. So you don't need to update all your times, how long it takes to transfer. You just update the data in your file. So I suggest that that most of you don't go down the GTFS pathways route unless you know exactly what you're doing. I suggest that you model your indoor navigation in OpenStreetMap. By the way, this doesn't only work for stations, it also works for any kind of indoor navigation like shopping malls or stuff like that. And I suggest that you edit your station data or your station layouts in OpenStreetMap. And OpenStreetMap modeling editing tools are much, much better, I think. and they are completely free. So this, for example, is a transit. This is a railway station in the south of Germany, in a small town called, or small city called Herrenberg. As you can see, these kind of red lines, these are all like platforms, tunnels, stairs, elevators. I don't think there's any escalators in here. And you have a kind of visual editor to model your station that way. Of course, in 3D, this gets a bit more tricky. You have to be a bit careful what you do. But it's with a little bit of practice, and maybe Mark can also help you with that, this can be done quite nicely. The editor that you see here, that's the simple editor. So OSM has several, and here is the more complicated one if you need to really get into the details of editing your OSM data. A quick question. Where in the US is that, Daniel?
It's University of Washington Station, Motley Triangle.
Not bad. Very good. So that's a very complicated station with several layers on top of each other and kind of bridges and walkways in all kinds of directions. And there is, with this editor, you have way more possibilities to remove stuff from the view, and you can get quite good modeling and editing done. So what does that look like if you have modeled your station infrastructure well? Here, like this. The green line from the north, that is a train arriving at that suburban railway station in a town called Stuttgart in the south of Germany, and you kind of get instructed to get off, then walk along the platform. I mean, you can't see it very well from this map here, but you kind of supposed to walk up some stairs, then across the bridge, down some stairs again, and then you can continue on with your path. So this has very detailed information about how to exit the station. It's another tricky one. This is an underground railway station. So the green flag, that's the start of the trip, and then you kind of have to go roundabout way to the stairs, which are on either side of the railway station, and then walk down the stairs onto the platform, which is underground. So if you didn't have the OSM information, and if you only had the station coordinate, you might be tempted to think that the only thing you have to do is walk down that street towards the line, towards the green line, and then you're done. But that's not true, because you have to take a kind of roundabout way to get actually down to the platform. The secret ingredient here, I mean, is boarding locations. So we've talked about this a few times today. GTFS data, so the transit network and the street network, which comes from OSM, they need to be linked up with each other. And a very important component of that is that the railway platforms or bus stops, they have a tag which identifies them as a very specific one, so you can have links with OSM data and GTFS data. So without it, this would not be possible. So the railway station, which is underground, knows exactly, or actually you can see this little dot. This is the train station, or the coordinate of the stop, and it gets linked up with the OSM entity, which is underground. So OTP knows that in order to get to this platform, you have to walk the long way and go down the stairs rather than just walking to the next street corner and then you kind of teleport down to the platform. If you don't do this, then OTP has only two dimensions it can work with, and you would get kind of weird instructions. How do you do that? You can see here, can you actually see this? Yeah, here's a tag called ref:ifopt. Ifopt is the German national stop registry and has a unified ID. And you can tell this platform from Stuttgart main station has the ID, in this case, 08111 and so on and so forth. And that if that matches with your GTFS or NetX data, then linking up that those two is very, very easy, and you get very precise walking instructions for free.
Is it the stop ID in the NetX format, or is it the stop ID and GTFS that has to be matched, or how is it matched?
Either. Doesn't matter. It just has to be the same one, and it's just a string, so it has to match.
But it matches by the ID, yeah?
By the ID.
Okay.
So this one, for example, is a nicely modeled, so it's a couple of examples. This is Oklahoma City, and it has a relatively complicated bus depot. So there, someone added all these stop IDs and where exactly you're supposed to wait. And you can see these green lines. So these dots is where the coordinate is in the GTFS file. And then, however, you're not supposed to wait exactly there because it's ever so slightly wrong. So the green line is the kind of connection to where the passenger is exactly supposed to wait. And if you didn't have the OSM data linking up the two sources, you could very easily, for example, here, it could happen if you move this a tiny bit to the east, it could happen that the passenger is instructed to wait here on the main road rather than walk inside the bus terminal. So the waiting location or the boarding location for the passenger is always correct. And the small changes in the coordinate of the stop doesn't matter so much. Other results, this is, my Norwegian friends, where is this? Yeah, that's Oslo Central Station. So here, very similar. You get these kind of precise walking instructions that I said. You arrive at the blue line. You go down a little bit down the platform, down the stairs. Here is a tunnel underneath the train station. And then you walk up, and then you're back to another platform. And that's exactly those sort of precise paths that we are talking about, which allow you have all these nice properties. So I think I've made it abundantly clear. My recommendation is micromap your stations. It has many other benefits as well. You have nice editing tools. And OTP calculates these precise walking instructions or transfer instructions for you for free. Any questions? Yeah?
The underground routing, for example, for metro stations, may have a lot of turns and twists you have to do.
Yeah.
And then, but you, on the map, at least in the app I develop, you don't have the map layers for the underground. You only see what's on top of the ground.
So right.
It's kind of hard to understand the land.
Yeah. It's basically this. People are wondering, well, why do I have to do this big detour on the map? The right answer to this would be something like a 3D view of all of this information. It's kind of difficult to do. The alternative could also be to not show this line when you tell the user. That you're entering the station, and from then on, you don't want to show this line because it's too confusing. I'm not sure what something like that could be a solution to this problem.
Then I was just, when you mentioned 3D, I was thinking about maybe perhaps a zoom level that goes beyond ground level, but would that be a bit strange?
Yeah, I think this is a visualization and communication problem with the user of the app. Because OTP itself tries to be as precise as possible, and then you may want to throw away that information that you don't need. I mean, we have all the information. It's all over there, kind of going, using a stairs, walking along the path. Whether you need all of this to this exact level of detail, I don't know.
But I think it's like, difficult to tell when you're actually underground and when you're not underground currently. Differentiating what you want to hide and what you don't want to hide is kind of difficult to ask.
Indeed.
Okay, so I believe in this case, I think it is more like a user interface problem. So I believe there are some software library which can allow you to have some indoor rendering. So if you can plug one of such libraries into the app where you can select an underground level, then all the details will be shown.
Correct. Yeah, I agree.
It is important that you model the underground path accurately, both in respect to turns and with the incline and incline information. So the times and everything gets calculated correctly.
Any more questions? Yeah.
So in our platform, we use Google API to get a specific coordination. The coordination for, let's say, an airport. And what happened is that those coordinates was in the middle where where the plane is supposed to park. And we have our platform taking consideration and working with OTP and taking consideration as well these graphs, but it messes up because cannot find a way to. Not sure if is there any suggestions to avoid this to happen, because we have coordinates that are not being in the this tool over here.
Yeah, you probably have. How big is the airport, or is it more than 100 meters? Is your coordinate more than 100 meter away from a routable street?
Yeah, because it's an airport, so the coordinates that Google is retrieving are in the middle of.
It's a difficult problem. I think one solution that some of my clients use is. Because it's such a difficult problem to resolve properly, is that they remap the coordination of the airport to be somewhere in the terminal rather than in the middle of the runway.
You mean we should retrieve, because we need the Google API for this kind of, let's say, favorite locations or...
Yeah.
So you mean that we need to receive that and work... in change that coordinates to a nearby coordinate.
Correct. I mean, there isn't
a... The problem is that are a lot, because we already identified, for instance, airport in Lisbon, airport in Oporto, but there are.
Well, so the algorithmic solution to this is to model these airports so that really the runway and all of it that really is, you're not allowed to walk in, is properly tagged as not accessible. So there's really, in the airport, there's nothing that is public access, which I believe there isn't. And then the OTP will just remove it from its graph, and then you get linked, well, hopefully the terminal and not the other side of the, like there's some sort of bike path on the other side of the airport or the motorway. Oh yeah, highway underneath the airport. So you have to be extremely precise with your OSM data. Remove anything that is incorrect. Fiddle around with the island pruning. And as a last resort, change the coordinate. Yeah.
Have you tried using alias addresses for the airport, because most of the airports, they have alias addresses pointing the terminals, not the entity of the airport, but the terminals. And then you can make estimate there that do you want always point to terminal one, something like that.
Yeah, but we're using Google API, so yeah. When you search, we just, or the user is supposed to do airport in Lisbon.
Yeah.
So when the first is the one that the user will pick. So
yeah.
And those coordinates are in the middle of.
Yeah. But you need to find a way to intercept that somehow with some middleware or in your mobile app or somewhere to change the coordinate. That is
We could do that, but we will not be able to do that for all the Google.
I mean, the
grid location places.
Because
a lot of work, because I'm talking about the airport, but airport, train stations, hotels, everything that users input instead of a street, you know.
Yeah, but that should work. That should just and that does not work. Oh.
You mean what I'm trying to say is that the people or the users normally input not or all the users are not inputting a street name. They are inputting something like Google Airport training station in Oslo.
Right.
And those coordinates that Google retrieves to us are in the middle of nothing. That's why. That's the problem. And
hang on.
Create a layer to move the coordinates to the terminal, but we need to do that.
Anywhere else, I think the airport is a particularly nasty problem. It can be solved algorithmically, but anywhere else, I don't think the problem should be this big. Can you give, or maybe come and find me. Anywhere else, it should just. It may be a little bit inaccurate if the coordinate is placed maybe at the wrong end of the train station or something like that, but it should work anyway. With airport, it is indeed a bit difficult. All right, if there's no more questions, I think let's close it for today.